I know I've talked a lot lately about the fact that we live in a culture of noise and the need for silence, but we truly are surrounded by noise. We get in our cars and we have radios on, or we're at work and we have radios on, and I'm as guilty of that as anybody. We come home and we turn on the TV and just, we never have a moment's silence. I know people who, they get up in the morning and they turn on the radio or the TV and they go to work and they have the radio on in the car and the radio on at work, and they get home and they turn on the TV again and the TV doesn't turn off until they go to bed. There's never a moment in their day where they just have silence. For those who are out and about, maybe not having a radio or a TV, but they've got the iPods on with the headphones stuck in their ears making noise, and the other electronic stuff that we carry with us that makes noise for us, cell phones and so on. Then when we're at work, we have equipment that makes all kinds of noise, or the lawnmower going on next door, or whatever it happens to be. All this noise that we hear on a daily basis, plus the concerns of the world that we all carry, the concerns that we find when we listen to the radio and the TV and we hear all the problems in the world, it clutters our minds. It causes distractions. And in fact, we get to the point where we're addicted to distraction. We keep constantly looking for our next distraction. The problem with this is that God cannot be heard through all that noise. You know, look at Elijah on the mountain in our first reading today. You know, it shows us God wasn't in this mighty wind, this great wind like we've had in some of these storms. God wasn't in the big earthquake. He wasn't in the raging fire. No, God spoke to Elijah in the smallest of a whisper. When he speaks to us in our hearts, it's a silent whisper. I look at my own life when I was discerning a call to the priesthood. It wasn't God speaking to me in a loud voice. He wasn't yelling at me. He wasn't shouting at me from the rooftops. It was a silent whisper in the back of my mind. Just this little idea that was constantly repeating itself in the back of my mind. But I couldn't hear it for a long time because it was cluttered by the noise of the world. Everything that was going on around me and all the things I was involved in. Of course, again, the noise of all these TV and radio and so on. I couldn't hear that voice of God. It was only once I started to listen, once I started to cut out some of that noise, I stopped having the radio and the TV on all the time. I started praying, spending some time in prayer and reflection. Then I began to hear it because I started to take more time for silence, more time to listen. Well, as Christians, we need to be following our Lord's example. You know, when we see him in the gospel today, and we see him many places throughout the gospels, where he would leave the disciples, leave those who are following him, and go off to a secluded place, go off to some place that was out of the way, where there's no one around, where there was quiet. And he prayed. He spoke to our Heavenly Father in quiet places. He wasn't able to do it, at least, you know, for this prayer that he needed, wasn't able to do that in a place where there's lots of people and lots of noise and lots of commotion. He needed to go to a secluded place. Well, we too need one of these secluded places. We need some place where we can go to where there's no telephones, whether regular or cell phone. There's no TVs. There's no radios. There's no iPods. There's none of this stuff. Just some place that is quiet, that we can turn off all the distractions of the world that keep us from silence. Now, we don't need a sound dead room. We don't need to build one of these recording studio type rooms that block out all the outside sound. We don't need that. But what we do need is a room that we can go and get rid of the clutter in our minds. Get away from the things that clutter up our mind. In fact, a great place to do this is to come here to the church. Spend a little bit of time in prayer here in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Allow the silence to seep into us. Because we need to learn to be comfortable with silence if we're to hear God. If we want to truly hear God speaking to us, we need to be comfortable with this silence. You know, as a culture, we are not comfortable with silence. We're not familiar with it. We do everything we can to avoid it. In fact, you know, if you ever talk to someone who's involved with TV or radio, they'll at some point mention dead air, where there's just silence. A period of silence more than a second or two long on a TV or a radio is incorrigible. They should never have that. They can't handle that. Well, because we live in a culture where we're constantly having TV and radio on, means we're constantly having noise. We're not familiar with the idea of taking time for silence. That's why people are uncomfortable with it. So we need to spend time in silence so we can become more familiar and more comfortable with it. And while we're in this silence, while we're seeking to better become familiar with this silence, we need to take time to reflect on how God is calling us in our lives, because that's where he's going to call us, are in these moments of silence. We need to develop a relationship with him, and we will do that by taking this time and listening to him in the silence. We need to grow if we take this time of silence, we will grow into the faith that allows us to completely trust in him. We don't trust him because we don't hear him. We don't hear him because we don't listen, because we're not taking the time for silence. And then through this silence, we will desire to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, because we'll have developed that relationship and that trust that it takes to do it. So my challenge for you today is in the coming week, take just 5 minutes. 5 minutes each day where you turn off the TV, you turn off the radio, maybe turn off the ringer on the phone, turn off the cell phones, turn off the iPods, turn off all these noise-producing things, and just sit in silence. Allow the silence to live or to grow in you. Allow it to draw you closer to our Lord. While you're doing this, look at a crucifix, look at a religious icon, look at a religious image, something that will allow you to meditate upon our Lord, meditate on his lives, on his life, or meditate on the saints or some other scriptural reading or passage. And as you're sitting there, ask God for the grace to become comfortable with this silence, to become familiar with it and comfortable with it, so we no longer need the distractions of the world. Because God truly is speaking to each one of us, every single one of us. The question for us is, are we listening?